Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment. Well, around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want. It's the 38th annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, Saturday, December 7th at noon at the Atoka Livestock Auction. Selling 60 breeding-aged bulls, limousine and limb flex, mostly black polled. To view an online catalog, go to www.americancattleservices.com or call Ken Holloway at 580-581-7652. That's 580-581-7652. The Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, Saturday, December 7th at Atoka Livestock Auction. Well, light to moderate trade did develop in our part of the country yesterday, $118 to $119, mostly $119 yesterday, and this is generally a dollar rally from a week ago with underlying support in the cash cattle trade as packers continue to move to a more normal packer schedule with Tyson's Kansas plant now partially back online and ramping up production to normal capacity over the near future. The need to gain access to additional cattle will likely bring support to cash cattle trade. From firm pressure in the hog futures trade yesterday, quickly pulled back from previous market optimism midweek. The expectation that the roller coaster price shifts will continue through the end of the week and likely well into the month of December could keep prices volatile and traders on edge. Although overall hog weights are slowly falling due to seasonal factors and market-ready hogs still remain strong, this will continue to be heavy through the end of the year. Now, mixed wheat markets overnight with Chicago and Minneapolis posting light to moderate gains, while Kansas City is steady. The rally in Chicago wheat since mid-November was impressive, but the strength in hard wheat remains lackluster. Since the November lows, March Minneapolis wheat's up just 9 cents. Somewhat more encouraging was the surge in volume at the lows to the highest levels since August. With the managed fund community still holding a sizable net short position in Minneapolis, the spike in volume could have been a bout of profit-taking. Corn prices are higher overnight, holding yesterday's lows and attempting to break the three-day slide dating to Tuesday. It's been a bit disheartening for corn bulls to see the entire post-Thanksgiving Day rally relinquished as weather remains mostly favorable in South America and export sales remain dismal. And the soybeans are posting modest gains overnight, extending the rally effort to 4 days with the January contract up 11.5 cents on the week. We're going to check futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
December live cattle up 47 cents yesterday, 119.92. February up 42 at 124.60. January feeder cattle down 32, 140.55. March down 27, 141.15. February hogs down 85 cents, 67.57. April down $1.25, 73.50. Kansas City wheat, the March, down 5 cents yesterday, 435.5. May was down 5.25, 443. Chicago wheat, March down 3.75 at 523.75. May was down 3.5 at 528. March corn down 1.75 at 376.75. May was down 2 cents at 382.5. January soybeans up 6.25, 884.25. March up 6.25, 898.75. March cotton down 19 cents at 64.51. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.